Of all the maleficent inventions of the beings of this contemporary community that has accidentally acquired authority, the most harmful for their common presence, that is, the one whose bad effects will be the most difficult to rectify in the future, is the custom they have established of passing a large part of the time of their existence in very high buildings. In order that you may clearly understand the extent of the harm of this invention of theirs, I must first of all explain to you the following. Do you remember that when I spoke to you about that maleficent practice existing there at the present time called sport? I said that at the beginning, the duration of existence of these favorites of yours was phulas netamnion, that is to say, it was prolonged until their kesgen body was completely coated in them and perfected up to the required gradation of reason. But that later, when very abnormal conditions of ordinary being existence began to be established there, great nature was constrained to actualize their presence and also the subsequent process of their existence according to the principle etoklonots, that is, in conformity with the results of certain surrounding causes. Ever since then, one of these causes has been the degree of density of vibrations of their second being food, or as they themselves would say, the degree of concentration of the air they breathe. The point is that this cosmic formation, which serves as the second food for beings, is also constituted according to the fundamental common cosmic law of the sacred triamesicamno, and thus is actualized by means of its three independent holy forces, that is, three heterogeneous cosmic substances. The first is the emanation of the sun of that system in which this cosmic formation serves as the second food for beings. The second are the substances transformed by the planet itself where the beings who absorb this food exist. And the third are those substances which are transformed through the other planets of this system and reach this planet through their radiations. And so the process of fusion of all the substances necessary for the normal formation and existence of beings can proceed in the required proportion in the atmosphere only within a certain distance above the surface of the planet, because, owing to the second-order cosmic law called Tenikdoa, or as your favorites would call it, the law of gravity, the substances which actualize the second holy force of the sacred triamasicamno cannot penetrate beyond a definite height in the atmosphere. In my opinion, you yourself can envisage all the consequences of what I have just described, and assemble in yourself the data required for your own opinion of the significance of this invention of theirs.